Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Rabbi Yechiel ben Shalamis from Frau Chaim Dov and Reese Shana for Shleim, Rabbi Hatzlacha, Bachom and Sayyidayim, Gil Shana Bas Necha Gittel, Zarashil Kayama. We're going to discuss in Siyat Dishmai Kedusha Cotton. In Ksubis Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi says that a cotton doesn't have Kedusha. Why not? Because it says, Kikach Ish Ish. Cotton's not an Ish. We have another Gemara, Sanhedrin and Beis Amid Beis. There in Sanhedrin and Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara is a mute. That if somebody has niuf with the wife of a katan, na chayv misa. So Rashi says because she's not his wife, there's no ishes for a katan. Why did he two psukim? So if you just have the pasuk from Ksubis, the Rashi in Ksubis who brings the pasuk kikach ishish, you would say it's a chesar in the maisa kedusha. But maybe if it's not his maisa, maybe if someone else does it for him, then maybe there is an institution of marriage for a katan. So for that you need what Rashi brings in Sanhedrin. And Beis Amid Beis, that there's no ishes for a cotton at all. However, in Kedushin Yotes Amid Aleph, the Gemara asks, is there Yehud, which is when the Adon marries the Amma Ivriya, can he do it for his Ben HaKotten? And the Gemara says, if you say that he can, then we find ishes for a cotton. And if we find ishes for a cotton, then why is the Pasuk Memayet Chiyuv Misa? Ishki Yenafis Ishis Ish. So it says Prat LaKotten. Why do you, if you say there's yay, then it shouldn't be prat lekatan? Because they're married, so how can you say there's yayud for a katan? So the Gemara says, okay, this is no yayud. So then why do we need a pasuk to be memayit? If there's no such thing as an institution of marriage, then we wouldn't need a pasuk at all to be memayit. So it must be that there is an institution of marriage, and the pasuk is made from a chiyuv misa. So tivshut minei demayayid. So let's learn that there's taka yiyud. There is yiyud for a ben hakatan. A katan can get married, and the pasuk is memayid, but there's no chiyuv misa. And the Gemara says, no, it could be that we're talking about a 9-year-old boy who does yibum, and his bia is considered a bia. And you might think there's also a chiyuv misa because she's an Eishes Ish. So Kama Shmlam, but no, there isn't a Chiyuv Misa. But Al Kopanim, you see from this Gemara on both ends, whether it's Yehud or whether it's Yevama, there is a concept of Ishus by a cotton. And that's not like Rashi in Sanhedrin and Beis Amid Beis. But there's no such thing as an Ishus by a cotton. So Al Gonim Shlomo Varman, Zecha Tzadik Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Henk in Nassau County. Big Talmud Chacham, huge Talmud Chacham. So he writes as follows in his Sefer Sheiros Yosef in Siman Mem Vav, in the fourth volume, that the Shita of the Reb Barzilai, which is brought in the Ma'arik, is that, and also the Mishnah Lamelech, Perek Vav, Melchus Gerish, and Allah Chagimel, that a father can be Makadish and Isha for his son, Al Zakin La'adam. Zakin La'adam Shalobafonav. So for a cotton, it's considered Shalobafonav. It's Kabbalik. A father can marry off, like an 11-year-old son is married, Mazel married him off. I didn't, but I'm saying. A father could do that. I don't have an 11-year-old son. And according to Mishnah Lamelech, the Reb Barzilai is choshish for Kedushay Torah, when the father is Makadish, meaning Zakin Lada. Now, this halacha maybe is talui. Obviously, a lot of people argue with Reb Barzilai. And the Shailav is Zechiah mitam shlichus or not? If Zechiah is mitam shlichus, as many Rishonim say, Tosnum is places, there's no shlichus for a cotton, but Mitziyayin Aleph. So if there's no shlichus for a cotton, there's no Zechiah for a cotton, there's no Zechiah for a cotton, the cotton can get married, mitin Zechiah. But the Reb Barzilai holds, like other Rishonim, many other Rishonim, that Zechiah is not mitam shlichus. And therefore there's no shlichus for a cotton, but there is Zechiah. And therefore a cotton's getting married, mitin Zechiah. The Avnei Miluim in Siman Aleph brings what he writes in Siman Mem Dalet, Os Dalet, that in Kedushin, we see that there's no Tfisis Kedushin by an Eshesis from the Hekesh of Rav Yonah, who equated all the Rayas together. But he says that if somebody's Mekadesh, a Chatzi Shifch, a Chatzi Bas Choyrin, who's an Eshesis, what's the halacha? Is he Chayiv Kares? No, is he Chayiv Misa? No. Only Chayiv and Hashem Talui. So since the whole vort of Rabbi Yonah was that you have to be chayiv either Misa or Kares, if it's not included in Misa and Kares, it's not included in the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah and Kiddushin, Samuch Zayin Amid Beis. And a chatzi, shivcha, chatzi bas chayrin, there's no chiyuv kareis, there's no chiyuv misa. So therefore, kedushin would be tofes, a chatzi shivcha chavi chatzi bas chayrin is an eishes ish. Why? Because it's not included in the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. And the Avnei Miluim writes, he takes it a step further. In Simen Aleph, that's an Avnei Miluim Simen Dalet, Avnei Miluim Simen Aleph writes that according to this, Kedushah Katan also. Kedushah Katan, Mepaz Zechiyah. Let's say, the father is mizake a wife to his katan, to his minor child. So what would the halacha be? If somebody is with her, is there going to be chiyuv misa? Kares? No. That means that he's not included in the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. And if he's not included in the Hekesh of Rabbi Yonah, that means there is Kedushin. Kedushin's tofes. When is Kedushin not Tofes? Kedushin is not Tofes, it's a Chiv Misr Chiv Kares. But a Chatzi Yeve, a Chatzi Shiv Chatzi Bas Chayrin, there's no Chiv Misr Chiv Kares, it would be Kedushin. And if it's an Eishes Katan, where there's also no Chiv Misr Chiv Kares, we have a Miyut from the Pasuk, so then there would be Tfisis Kedushin. If father marries her off, marries him off, there is Kedushin. Now, if there is Kedushin, if somebody else can marry this girl, this is not considered a schus. And if it's not considered a schus, then there's no ishus for a katan, because it has to be a schus. So you say it like this. We have a miut of eishes ish and not eishes katan. So that means there's no chiyuv misa for being with the wife of a katan or kares. And therefore, if the father marries him off, if somebody else is with this girl, there's no chiyuv misa chiyuv kares. And that also means that kedushin is tofes. Somebody else can, there's tfisis kedushin. And if there's tfisis kedushin, that means that it's not a schus for him anymore. What sort of schus is it that somebody can marry his wife? And then if it's not a schus, then there's no zakan lam shalom fun if she's not his wife. So that means that there's no such thing as eishes katan. So based on this, we can understand Rashi. So from the pachsuk of ki yikach where amayit a katan, that he's not bar kicha, because the mice of a katan is nothing. Like Rashi says, I'm Gimel Amid Beis. But you would say that the Kedushin of someone else is Tofes. If the father is Mizaka or someone else is Mizaka, the Katan and a girl, so Kedushin is Tofes. Because he might not be able to do the Maisa Kedushin, but he has the institution of Kedushin if somebody else does it for him. But since from the Eishes Ish, where Mamayit Eishes Katan Mimisa, like Rashi says in Kedushin Yutes, there's going to be no Misa for an Eishes Katan. And if there's no Misa, then somebody else's Kedushin can be Tofes. And if somebody else's Kedushin can be Tofes, it's no longer a Schus for the Katan. And if it's no longer a Schus for the Katan, then the Katan can't get married. And now we understand Rashi and Sanhedrin and Beis Amid Beis, that from the Pasuk of Eishes Ish, Velo Eishes Katan, Ish Ki Yinaf. Asher Yinaf is Eishes Ish, Prat Le Eishes Katan. From there, Rashi is right in Sanhedrin that there's no institution of marriage for a katan. Just now, the chiddush is how we got there. We got there because there could be vaya zchiyah. But if it's vaya zchiyah, then this pasuk is coming to be memayit, that even though it was done through zchiyah, there's no chiyuv misa. There's no chiyuv misa for being with her. That means that somebody else's kedushin is tofes. And if somebody else's kedushin, like the Rabbi Yonah says in kedushin, and if somebody else's kedushin is tofes, that means it's not a schus for the katan. And if it's not a schus for the katan, then he's not married in the first place. So that explains why Rashi says in Sanhedrin that there's no such thing as an institution of marriage. There's no ishus for a katan. In Ksubas he teaches us that there's no maisa kedushin for a katan. And in Sanhedrin he teaches us that there's no institution of ishus for a katan. Very good. Okay, this is obvious. There's tons more to say in the sugya. So I hope we say it. Very interesting Torah here. With the Shem. Shem should give us the schus, the koch, the moch, the simchas chaim. Main via main, shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.